Jesus said that he would send another comforter, someone who was just like him. An interesting word, that, another, just like me, he was saying in John's Gospel. And when he comes, he will lead you into all truth and will bring to your recollection everything I've said. Couldn't wish for more, could we? Someone who is just like Jesus, exactly like him, living inside us. Our part, then, is to walk with him and experience him. Enjoy him and grow in him. It's the chief end of man to glorify God and enjoy him forever, not to argue with him, walk with him, agree with him. Amos 3:3. Can two walk together unless they're agreed? You can't argue with God, the Holy Spirit, beloved, and hope to win. He will outwit and outweight you every single time, and he'll do it with a smile on his face. Your problem now is he's moved in, and he's after intimacy, communion, union, in fact. He's here in person. If you fool yourself like Israel did and ask for someone with skin on, a man, to rule over you, you could end up with a Saul just as they did. The Lord said of them when he sent Samuel to them, "They haven't rejected you, they've rejected me," 1 Samuel 8:7. What an indictment. God's chosen people reject him. When push comes to shove, rejection is his portion. Does he retaliate? "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." Your turned back and stiffened neck, your arched eyebrows and question, "You want what?" when he asks for that which you gave him in a moment of peace. Your desire to be king of your own life, your demand to have patience and "Can I have it now, please?" never elicit anything but love and forgiveness from him. He knows what rebellious children we all are, and he loves us without condition. But he won't leave us there. The least we can do is recognise our own willful nature, our desire to be king, and repent, have another thought, turn, return to the lover of our souls. In order to be healed, we must first accept we have a terminal condition. The leprosy of sin, self-government, it clings to us. But there's a cure. 1 John 1 verse 9. He is faithful. He has not dealt with us according to our sins. Psalm 103 verse 10. What a relief that is.